As any of our regular listeners know, the late Susan Stamberg, NPR's special correspondent, spent many years reporting on cultural giants, including the man who helped transform contemporary architecture, Frank Gehry. Gehry died on Friday at 96 years old. Mrs. Stamberg prepared this reflection on Gehry's career.
Swoopy, swirling, gleaming, sculpted, Frank Gehry made buildings we had never seen before. He won all the top awards, the Pritzker Prize, presidential medals. When the American Institute of Architects gave him their gold medal in 1999, Gehry looked out at an audience that included contemporary gods of building, and he said, "It's like finding out my big brothers love me after all."
He was probably the only truly great artist I've ever encountered who desperately cared what people thought of him and that people loved his work.
Gehry's biographer Paul Goldberger says the architect got his share of criticism.
Accusations that he made crazy shapes and paid no attention to budget.
But the praise was louder, because his striking buildings made people happy.
Well, I've always been for optimism and architecture, not being sad.
This is Gehry on NPR in 2004.
You know, a building for music and performance should be joyful.
There was exuberance in his work. The swoops and swirls, made possible with aerospace technology, lifted the spirits of viewers used to post-war modernism, strict, boxy glass and steel buildings, imposing but unwelcoming.
Very cold and inhuman and lifeless. I thought it was possible to find a way to express feeling and humanistic qualities in a building, but I wasn't clear about it until I started experimenting quite accidentally with fish forms.
He loved their motion, their shape. He drew them all his life, an inspiration that began in his grandmother's bathtub in Toronto.
Every Thursday when I stayed at her house, I'd go with her to the market, and there would be a big bag of some kind filled with water that we would carry home with a big carp in it. We'd put it in the bathtub. I would sit and watch it. And then the next day it was gone.
Made into gefilte fish, a classic dish of Jewish cookery. That carp swam in Gehry's memory long past supper time. He translated their curves and motions into architecture. In Prague, Czechs call his design for an office building Fred and Ginger. Two cylindrical towers, one solid, the other glass, pinched in at the waist, elegant like dancers, Astaire and Rogers. His Disney Hall and his Guggenheim Museum swell like symphonies.
He really wanted you to feel a sense of movement. You know, a building is a static thing, but if it feels like it's moving, for him that was more exciting.
The Guggenheim in Bilbao, Spain, a billowing swirl of titanium in gold and sunset colors, excited viewers. After it opened in 1997, Gehry said everyone who came to him wanted a Bilbao. Paul Goldberger says Gehry wasn't interested.
Like all great artists, he wanted to keep pushing himself and move forward. He did not want to copy himself. He did not want to do that building again.
Bilbao and Disney Hall in Los Angeles. It opened in 2003, a swoosh of silver stainless steel, 1/16th of an inch thick. Those are Gehry's signature buildings, but they're a far cry from his early work. His own 1978 residence in Santa Monica sports common materials. If clients couldn't afford fancy, marble, say, he would use cheap.
And so he started using plywood and chain-link fence and corrugated metal.
Those buildings got attention, but the later ones made him a star, and a term was coined, starchitect. Biographer Paul Goldberger says Gehry hated it.
But in fact, he didn't really hate fame.
In fact, he liked it.
But he was too smart to sacrifice everything for it.
Gehry kept to his vision, turned down jobs that didn't feel right, imagined others that got built, were widely admired, but sometimes didn't live up to his imagination.
You know, what's in my mind's eye is always 10 times better than what I ever achieve, because the dream image can leak,
Bill Clinton gave him the National Medal of Arts. Barack Obama gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The New Yorker called Bill Bow a masterpiece of the 20th century. Architect Philip Johnson said it was the building of the century. And the public, with some exceptions, of course, adored the work. Gary's legacy?
He made great architecture accessible to people.
It's been said that architecture is the message a civilization sends to the future. With walls that are shaped and sculpted and buildings that look joyous and free, Frank Gehry's is a message of humanism and hope. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.